Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is Friday in Ordinary Time, Proper 8 in the church calendar. If you do have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you. We are in a summer giving campaign. Just under 2 weeks left, we're raising $3,000 to go towards the ministry here at Morning Prayer. Thank you if you have given. I want to tell you just for a moment about Laura, who is a faithful listener to the podcast, faithful supporter of the podcast. She passed away last fall. She was on disability, and she discovered the podcast, and it had meant so much to her that she went back and listened to every episode, which at the time was around 300, left a comment on every one of them on the website. She really blessed Morning Prayer. She blessed me. And with her support, she blessed many, many people around the world. She also encouraged me to go from one episode a week at the time to 5 days a week, which we are doing now, which we have almost done for a year. I just want to tell you, to give you inspiration and let you know a little bit about the people who listen and are a part of this community that pray and worship daily. We honor the memory of Laura. Thank you for joining her and supporting Morning Prayer. You can go to benwardmusic.com/donate to give. Thank you.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. The real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I want you more than any other, so much more than anything. Strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Thank you, Lord, for waking us up today. Thank you that you are ours and we are yours. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 140, rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who devise ways to trip my feet. The arrogant have hidden a snare for me. They have spread out cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hear, Lord, my cry for mercy. Sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, you shield my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, Lord. Do not let their plans succeed. Those who surround me proudly rear their heads. May the mischief of their lips engulf them. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into miry pits, never to rise. May slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster hunt down the violent. I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live in your presence. Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who watch over my way. In the path where I walk, people have hidden a snare for me. Look and see, there is no one at my right hand. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me.
Your goodness is overwhelming, your goodness to me, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen, 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 amen.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 9, 1 through 9. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound but did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. The word of the Lord.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Friday in ordinary time, proper 8 in the church calendar. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. I'll continue to play. Pray specifically by name for those in your life. Say their name with boldness before the throne of the Father, the throne of grace. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before Jesus.
See your goodness and your mercy in the land of the living.
Let's pray for our families, our immediate family, our extended family, whatever that means in your life today. Let's lift them up.
goodness, Lord, in the land of the living.
Let's pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Whoever the Lord lays on your heart now, lift them up. Today for those who are dealing with chronic pain, chronic sickness or disease, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you give them relief? Would you help them, God? Would you give them a breakthrough? Would you relieve pain? Would you give medical professionals, doctors, nurses, insight, ideas, things to try? Most of all, would you be close to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, we are healed and are being healed. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You are healed. Walk in that healing. Walk into that healing today. Amen and amen. Thank you for praying with me. Have a wonderful weekend. Worship. Let's pray together again on Monday. Thank you for giving. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.